Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I got to tell you right off the bat, just so everybody can understand what's going on here, some of my social media platforms have been so restricted for lying to all of you people, you know, for giving you misinformation. That's I have 744,000. Now this has dwindled sometime over the last 6 months because of the restrictions that they have placed on my social media platforms. Okay, again, remember it's because I'm lying to you about what's going on, folks. They don't target people that are lying to you. They target people that are telling you the truth. Just for the record, but here we have it on one of my social media platforms right now. I have 744,000 friends. Okay, 744,000 friends. Some of my articles that have been posted, my reach, they have suppressed my reach to 35 people. I'm not making this up on some of my articles, okay? So if you're trying to figure out where's everybody at today, look what they're doing. 744,000 friends, and they've suppressed, they have throttled my flow, my friends to come back and notify my friends that we're live right now. In some cases, one article got, the people reached 101 people. And again, I'm not making this up. All of this because I'm lying to you, the American people, about what's going on here. No, friends, they want the narrative. They want to set their narrative, and they don't want to be challenged on their narrative at all. And this is what they're having a problem with. And I want to tell you something. The more they do what they're doing, like on Facebook and on Twitter and on Google and in these big tech companies that are accomplices to the crimes concerning this pandemic, I'm going to take it to the streets. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it to the people. Because the more they drive me away from their platforms, the more that they are encouraging me to go after them a different way. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And that's exactly what they don't want the people to do. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged and stand up and deal with these criminals, friends. Because you need to understand that they are criminals indeed. Okay? Now, before I get onto this topic, I want to go ahead and give you the call-in number, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time. I have you for 2 hours today. I want to tell you thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts across the country. We're broadcasting live now into over 140 cities in America. We are also broadcasting abroad into 53 different countries who all the well, by the way, know what I'm telling you is the truth because they're defying their particular governments for the criminal activity taking place in their prospective countries. When is America going to figure out what's going on here? And I can take this over to Poland. Well, I can tell you this, friends, it's also interesting to note that in Poland, if these big tech companies dare suppress or throttle their flow concerning their friends and freedom of speech, big tech companies are now being fined $2 million per violation. $2 million per violation. And the American people, well, you know, it's their platform. They can do whatever they want to do. Yeah, how's that working out for you, friends? What, when the electric company don't like what you have to say, it's okay for them to just, well, it's their service. They can just go ahead and cancel at any time because they don't like what you have to say? Or what about when the phone companies don't like what you have to say? And they just say, you know what, we're not going to give you service anymore. Or the credit card companies don't like you going and buying ammo for your guns. Is that going to be okay? No, it's not. Folks, you need to think these things through because, again, what these big tech companies are doing is censorship. If you make yourself sheep, keep in mind what George Washington said. If you allow them to take away your First Amendment, you will be a sheep led to the slaughter. And it's exactly what they mean to do. And what are they doing now, friends? You heard during the break, right before the show started today, the first thing that you heard, well, California has now opened up their arenas again. If you want to go in and check out an NBA game and the such and so on and so forth, well, you can. But see what they're not telling you right now, friends? New York's telling you. Other countries are trying it and they're failing miserably. But I want to let you know something. What they're not telling you right now is they're talking about people that have been vaccinated. Do you understand that you're being corralled? Do you understand that they're pushing your backs up against the wall? Do you understand, friends, that government in this country has lost their place and purpose so much so that they're offering you your freedoms back if you do what they say? That is about as un-American as it gets. And again, let me remind my weekend listeners, my freedoms and my rights didn't come from the state. They didn't come from the CDC. They didn't come from Bill Gates. They surely didn't come from Joe Biden. They didn't come from Anthony Fauci, friends. And I am not asking for permission to obey God when I say, America, it's time for you to stand up and deal with these criminals while you still have the time to do it, because you must see by now what the pill is in this jam concerning the end aim concerning the pandemic. What is it? More control over your lives. And the more that the people submit, the more that the people make themselves sheep, the wolves are devouring. And what are they doing? They're garnering and wielding more control over your lives. Do you understand, friends? This is the information that they don't want you to have. Do you understand, friends, that you have been desensitized into believing somehow or another that you are to suffer their abuses? It blows me away that the American people stand back today and say, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Well, that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about today. I want to tell you what you do. You take their illegal game lawfully and shove it right back down their throats, friends. That's what you do. If you want to win the game, then you better man up and you better take their crimes and you better take them and shove them right back down their throat, because you have not only God on your side first and foremost, but you have the law on your side in this country. Okay? And I want to make clear, because I was doing an event last night in Faribault, Minnesota. Did an event out there, great bunch of people. They get 15:30 a.m. out there, by the way. Great signal into Faribault, Minnesota. And we had one individual say, what are we supposed to do? After 3 hours of preaching to them, what are we supposed to do? I said, really? I must have given you that answer 17 times. And I started to wrangle with this individual, and I thought it was really good because I'm dealing with a leader. I was contending with her because she's frustrated. She was frustrated. And I wanted to get her head above the clouds here. And what I did is, what are we supposed to just throw our hands up in the air and do nothing about what's going on here? Or do we stand up and fight? I want to tell you something, listeners. This, what you're listening to today, we are not without experience in the realm of fighting, because that's all we've done. And we beat them 3 times. I'll give you those stories on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Way, if you want to go to our social media platforms, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there. Go ahead and link on and subscribe. We're always going to be on sonsoflibertymedia.com, regardless of what these big tech companies do. Okay? Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. When you go to the right side of the page, friends, what you will find none other than where we are on social media platforms. If you're on social media platforms right now, you can see this. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. And I got to tell you, the numbers have been lowest that I've ever seen, and it's not just because of the nice weather. It's because they're throttling our flow, friends, concerning the 774,000 friends. They're only giving us a minimal amount of people to bleed into our channel right now. We're always here. I see people tell us all the time, well, you guys disappeared for a couple days. No, you didn't get your notice for a couple days. See, this is big tech company playing with free speech. And I'm not going to sit back and tolerate it, friends. And I'm going to give you a couple examples in just a couple minutes. But if you go over to beforeitsnews.com, you'll see us right there on the front page. Go ahead and click onto it. Again, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What do we do? What do we do? It's what I hear all the time. I was doing an event yesterday in Faribault, Minnesota. It was a great event, great group of people. And as soon as I was done, the first thing that happens, someone raises their hand and says, what do we do? And it's like, man, I've been doing this for 23 years. I haven't done anything that anyone else couldn't do. I guess I'm just the guy that gets the job done because I didn't know that I couldn't get it done. And I understand that people are frustrated. Believe me, I do. I get frustrated when I keep telling people about the dangers of these vaccinations and a plethora of other topics, and they keep going on and pretending with an authority that does not exist concerning the CDC in this narrative. It's criminal every step of the way. And if you look at the statistics, I may get to them today. There's brand new statistics coming out even from the CDC, friends. 6,000% increase in deaths from vaccinations. I'm not making this up. Okay? I don't know why. You know, truth is stranger than fiction to some people. You know, and the problem that you're having, people put that up against Romans 1:18. The problem that many people in this country are having is 94% of you don't believe the media, but you act accordingly as to what they say. That's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. You're a hypocrite. That's what that means, okay? And see, you're trying to figure out why the bad guys know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. Because at least they live out what they believe in, okay? They live out what they believe in. You don't. So there's a big difference. And that is, again, the very definition of hypocrisy. They're pretenders. But let me go back to my event last night. What do we do? What do we do? Hey, folks, I want you to understand something. Those that have been listening to me for 17 years, you know all the well that we are not untried in the school of trials and tribulations. We understand what it means to fight the good fight of faith. We understand what it means to bear the cross. And we understand the power of God unto salvation that brings us victory. And see, here it is. Hudson Taylor rightly said, every move of God is first impossible. Then it's difficult. And then it's done. People stop when it gets difficult. And I want to tell you why. Because you have been desensitized, Americans, to suffer the abuse of criminals in government and the mainstream media. I want you to think about this. Your government, okay, what you've tolerated in your government has illegally sanctioned the murder of innocent babies in the womb. And even in some cases, if you protest abortion, they will throw you in jail. So think about this. The American people have submitted to and have been desensitized and dumbed down to believe that somehow or another they can sanction the murder of babies in the womb and you're not supposed to do a thing about it. And if you protest, you might even go to jail there. Let me ask you something. Who's being trained? Them or you? You are. You are. No wonder why they're encouraged. You know the true story of William Wallace, Braveheart? Remember Mel Gibson did this movie back in the 90s? I want to tell you what you look like, some of you people, just so you understand, because I am here to point the finger today in a big way, because I'm tired of what I'm seeing out there, okay? Especially coming from them that should know better. But do you remember the movie Braveheart? And do you remember when the king came up because what they up to his son? And his war council, right, who was a homosexual. Do you remember when he was walking up the stairs because the king's son at that time did absolutely nothing about William Wallace and him basically taking down the corrupt king's kingdom? And when he was walking up the stairs, you could see that the kid, the effeminate son of the king, was getting nervous every time he heard his dad's boot hit the cement block, the cement stair, as he was making his way up to the effeminate son of the king, right? As he ascended, he walked in, the first thing he seen was his son, an effeminate pansy, right? This is what your enemies see, America. An effeminate weakling, impotent capitulators. The king walks in. What's the first thing he does? He said, what have you done? And he did absolutely nothing because he was afraid to do it. He was taking counsel from his own fears. He didn't do what he knew he had to do to bring about the end result. He did what he felt comfortable doing. And I see this all day long from professed Christians and those that call themselves conservatives and even patriots. They love the place that they're in. They love the position of just talking about the problems and doing absolutely nothing or doing what it takes to actually bring about the resolve. They're kings at it, let me tell you. But in this particular case, they happen to be the image of this effeminate son of this king. You remember what happened when the king walked in? He asked him what he did, and he said something back, and what he did is turned around and backhanded his son and hit the ground. And when his effeminate son hit the ground, what's the first thing he said to him? Listen to me carefully, because this is exactly what heaven sees when it looks at many of you. Rest assured, because I see it all day long. The king looked at his effeminate son that he just smacked down, and he looked at him and said, by the looks of you, you'll only encourage the enemies. By the looks of many of you out there, you'll only encourage the enemies. And that's exactly why the bad guys do what they do today. You've been desensitized. You've been desensitized, America. You suffer the abuses when the law doesn't permit you to suffer the abuses. But see, what the American people have forgotten is that they're the law. What do we do? Bradley, what do we do? What do we do? I don't know what we're supposed to do. I responded with, that's all we've done, is what you're asking. What do? We've done it 1,000 times, 2,000 times, 3,000 times. That's why me and my family are being spent in the cause, because we believe and trust God. I want you to listen to this carefully. You put this up. One of our forefathers, his name is Roger Sherman. He was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. You put this man up to what you see in America, and you tell me the distinction in contrast. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history. There's the problem, Hosea 4:6. And no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, at least the country they say they love and the institutions they say that they cherish. Roger goes on and says, the freedom they hope to preserve, well, at least that's what they say, were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in rugged arms of fearless men. And then I think about Scripture, from Genesis all the way to Revelations, what it took in many cases. Now, are we looking for a war? No. But we're in a war. If you want peace, then you better prepare for war, Americans, because you're in it. And by the way, when you read Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12, what does it talk about? It talks about the armor of God, only bringing about metaphorically that you are in a war, in fact. Okay? We're looking for reformation. We're not looking for a war. But we're dealing with corruption right now that is assailing us to the very core of everything that we are as Americans. And the American people are still asking the question, what are we supposed to do? You know how I answered this individual and she said, what are we supposed to do? I said, well, what do you do if someone's breaking into your house? Do you just sit there? Do you turn the TV on? Or do you stand up and respond? Because you have a right to defend yourself. Okay? I'm going to give you some answers in just a couple moments, friends. Remember, preachers preach 90% law, 10% grace. John Wesley used to preach to his evangelical school. He told his pupils, he said, listen, either people are going to get saved or they're going to get mad at you. So either you're getting saved or you are saved or you're getting mad at me right now. And if you're getting mad at me, rest assured I'm doing my job. I'm going to come right back and I want to stay this course. But I want to make you aware of the fact that we are not just telling you what you need to do. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you what it is that we have done over and over and over and over again. So what are we supposed to do? Here, let me show you again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Good Friday, 1.5 million people passed through TSA checkpoints. With so many people traveling, health experts warn that another coronavirus surge could be coming. Dr. Jose Mayorga is with UCI Health in Orange, California.
Unfortunately, we've seen this movie before. Cases plateaued at a suboptimal level. We're entering a holiday or high travel season. And I wouldn't be surprised we see cases increase within 10 to 14 days thereafter.
It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria, on the future of the Iran nuclear deal. It's been 3 years since former President Trump pulled out of the agreement. This is USA Radio News. A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing four people, including a child, and injuring three others, has now been charged with four counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces four felony counts of murder and one felony count of attempted murder. Also, two felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Orange police said Gonzalez knew the victims, locked the gates to the business complex before opening fire inside a business, which was called Unified Homes. The police fired on him through the gates and subdued him before using bolt cutters to break the bike locks and access the scene. It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I was just talking about, what are we supposed to do? This is what was brought up again after a three-hour talk. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Man, I don't hear that. I see opportunity. I see, look at it is that we have to do. And what an opportunity to prove the God of Israel right now. Our backs are up against the wall. What's the history of the church? Your backs are up against the wall, and guess who shows up? Your backs are up against the wall, and guess who shows up? Your backs are up against the wall, guess who shows up? If you think that's way out there, friends, why don't you read your Bibles and prove me otherwise? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay? Because I can't find it in Scripture. Matter of fact, I see just the exact opposite in Scripture. Okay? I was talking about much, little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept. Am I frustrated? Yeah, but I'm clear on what I'm saying here. Hey, folks, you know, the Chinese have a word, it's crisis, right? And there's two definitions. One is danger, and the other is opportunity. You know, while we're being assailed by corruption in government and the mainstream media and globalists at large, don't you think it's time for us to take this opportunity and stand up and deal lawfully with the corrupt? Rather than going around and giving the message to everybody that we're under the control of 300 globalists, you're not under the control of anybody that you don't submit to, just for the record. Okay, you're under Christ, you're in Christ, you are liberated, period. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17. So don't sit there and give me your gloom and doom message. I hear them all day. Get 200 to 300 emails a day. What do people say? Oh, there's nothing we can do, it's all over with. Or they're all telling me what I need to talk about next. Right? Now, my hand is on my plow. And apparently you want me to add more to my plow because you don't want to do anything about it. You love your freedom so much that you want someone else to actually sacrifice themselves so you can remain a free people. Yep, I get you. I know you. I see you all over the country. Folks, there's no sense in beating around the bush here. And you know what I'm telling you is true. Okay, so the Chinese have a word crisis. One is danger and one is opportunity. How do you see it? How do you see it? I see what's going on in this country as an opportunity. What exciting times that we live in today to prove the God of Israel, to prove that we are worthy of the freedoms that have been given unto us through the sacrifice of other men, and namely the Christ who died on Calvary and bled it. Friends, for our sins and the sins of the world is the propitiation. 1 John 2. What an opportunity we have. It's not enough for us to go over and thank a veteran and praise God for every single one of them. They did their job. Now it's our turn to go do our jobs and to prove to them that we're worthy of the same things that have been given unto us as they were by their forefathers. Man, it's not good enough to talk about how much we love God and our country, friends. It's good enough out of gratitude to respond accordingly to God in loving our brothers in truth and making sure that they are not once again enslaved by a new generation of people that want to dare the justice of God. Read Deuteronomy 8:11. Read Deuteronomy 4 as well when you get a moment. Man, what do we do? This is what was said. What do we do? And again, I understand people are frustrated. I can tell you, when you run out of excuses, friends, guess what? You're going to get the job done. When you run out of excuses, you're going to get the job done. And here we are. And here we are, man. And I'm just looking at what's going on in the world right now, and I'm seeing the victories. And it's interesting how when you go to the radio and you tell people another victory like the one in Wisconsin where the Supreme Court just stood up again and shut down the governor and said what he was doing was illegal. They just stripped the emperor, right, in that state. But my message has always been and always will be, it's not good enough to vote them out. It's not good enough for them to resign. It's enough for you to impeach them and to prosecute them. That's the message that must be sent to these criminal politicians. It must be sent. You know, I was just thinking about how when I first started off the show today about how you've been desensitized, how you've been taught to suffer their abuses. You're only given so much room to respond to corruption, and if you take it a step further than that, then they're going to sick the media on you. Then they're going to do their best to incriminate you in the eyes of the rest of the people. Isn't that what they do? It's exactly what they're doing. Look what just happened at the Capitol of the United States of America. Folks, all those people, all those provocateurs that created that crisis were provocateurs that were paid by the brown shirts. They were the brown shirts, and they were paid by those that want to come in behind them and play the problem solver. See, they create the problem, then they play the problem solver, right? What was the message? Who'd they blame? They didn't blame themselves. They didn't blame the bad guys for doing the things that they did. No, bad guys just do what they do because they're bad. But what about the good guys? You know, you've heard Edmund Burke say, you know, evil prevails because good men do nothing. I'm here to tell you that that's not true, although I respect Edmund Burke in a big way. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. Where are the good men that aren't desensitized, that haven't been dummied down? Hey, friends, just think about this. I'll give you another example just to show you how you have been desensitized and browbeaten into suffering more abuses from corruption in government. Isn't it interesting how the government will create in the minds of the American people, like, let's say, a third world country, right? And they go out there and attack them, right? And what they do is the mainstream media tells the American people, as our government is using our military to attack them for absolutely nothing outside of the fact that they will not bow to a new world order. Oh, and if you think that's crazy, let me ask you the question, why do we have 737 bases across the world? Did you know about that? Can anybody show me provisionally in the Constitution where we have the right to do that, to police the world? Because I can't find it. See, these countries, many of them, they're cast into your mind as evil dictators by your media and by corrupt politicians, and they incite you to respond to go after their political opposition to conquer those nations. Isn't it interesting how they use our innocent boys to go over and dominate and conquer those nations, what do? They put weapons in their hands. Assault weapons in their hands to go kill innocent people in many cases. Nobody supports our military more than I do. But there is righteousness, friends, that needs to be had here. Many of these wars that have been fought are unconstitutional. They're illegal. And if the fact of the matter is, if you want to know who the terrorists are, why don't you look into Washington, D.C.? Why don't you look at the military-industrial complex, friends? Because those are the terrorists and the corrupt politicians. They're assailing innocent countries that will not submit to a new world order. That's what this is in many cases. But they cast into your mind that that dictator has to be dealt with. They take your boys, and what do? They put assault weapons in their hands. They go, they conquer, right? And then when they come back after the government's done using your sons and your daughters, conquering innocent nations in many cases, what do? They begin to polarize and demonize those military men that just got back from fighting their unconstitutional wars, don't they? And then what do they want to do? They want to deem them as mentally ill. And then they want to make sure that they never have another gun in their hand a day in their life because they don't need them anymore. Am I right or am I wrong? See, that's what people have been conditioned to accept. I mean, so much so, what's happening to this current criminal administration in the act of treason? Nobody can doubt it. What's happening? They're trying to simultaneously, they're trying to get a vaccination into your arm. And at the same time, what are they doing? They're trying to disarm you to make sure that they get that job done, getting that jab into your arm. And see, they're having a problem with that right now because you are an armed people. But most people have been desensitized that we can only go so far. We're supposed to just accept their abuses. These are demigods. They're beyond our control and weak. We can do absolutely nothing about their scandals and their treason and their killings and their unjust wars. And the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. Hey, folks, that's about as un-American as it gets. Who are you listening to besides the mainstream media? They don't want you to figure out that they're scared to death that Americans are waking up today, because I'm here to tell you that they are. I'm here to tell you that they are. But we have to get off this. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Just do it. Just lawfully do it. Friends, again, you've been desensitized. I just gave you a quote from Roger Sherman. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history." That's the problem right there. But I'm giving you the answer right now. Okay? And no longer remember the country they love and the institutions that they cherish and the freedoms that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. I said fearless men, not cowards. And when I take it over to Hebrews 11 and I look at the faith chapter, it's interesting. And it tells us in 11:32, what does it say? "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon." What was Gideon ordained by God to do? "Go in this thy strength, thy mighty man of valor. Go tear down your father's altars." That was the first thing he said, right? And then he said, "Go deal with your oppressors." Go deal with your oppressors. And that of Barak and in Samson. Remember, he beat down the Philistines, their oppressors, with the jawbone of a donkey, right? Right? He didn't just take it to a bunch of diplomats and say, "You know, what do you think about this?" Or to a bunch of corrupt judges that want to misinterpret or misconstrue the plain meaning of what God's law says you can do and what you can't do, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And what of Jephthah and of David? Oh my goodness! Look at King David. Man, that was a man that didn't know that he couldn't get the job done. And over and over and over again, he got the job done because he trusted in God. 1 Samuel 17, remember when he came out and took Goliath out? He said, "Why are you standing here? And why are you allowing this monster, this Goliath, to defy the armies of the living God?" 86% of you Americans, why do you allow the God of Israel to be defied through your apathy? Right? And then one steps out onto the scene and he was a stripling. That means he was a youth. And he didn't know that he couldn't get the job done. And he knew that the Holy One of Israel was with him. And he picked up the 5 smooth stones and nailed Goliath. Hey, take note that Goliath, his sword was used by David to take off Goliath's head. That's real faith.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty here, friends. I want you to listen to me carefully. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. I mean, there should be at least 10,000 people watching live right now. I mean, on average, we have 30 to 50 to 80,000 people watching. But again, I just told you at the first segment of the show today, they are completely throttling and suppressing all of our friends. Out of 774,000 friends, an article posted, they made it way. They gave way to 34 people to see the article. Okay, that's what's going on here. And again, let me remind you, if you just joined us on either sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com or other platforms that are available right now, just keep in mind, they're suppressing me because I'm lying to you. They want you to believe that I'm lying to you. Okay. Now, during the break, I'm just shooting from the hip right now, and I'll come back to what we were talking about a minute ago. But during the break, I want you to understand that, as I was telling you, I get 200 to 300 emails a day that are just a bunch of gloom and doomers, just magnifying the problem rather than the law against the problem, the criminals, right? 330 million people settling for the crimes of 1.7% of the population that have bamboozled them out of their own God-given rights, deceived them through their cunning ways out of their own freedoms. It bewilders me. But this is the email that I just received. Are vaccine passports the end of America? Can I ask you a question? Why are the conservatives, Christians, and or patriots even talking about vaccine passports in a way of bringing an end to our freedoms? Why isn't it that 330 million people who love God, 86% of them, and love their freedoms and their country so much and their brothers and sisters so much, why would they send a message out like that? Instead of saying, we need to, because we all know who the bad guys are, we need to go incite the law, find the law, and prosecute these criminals for what they're attempting to do in destroying America and our way of life. That's not the headline. It's, are vaccine passports the end of America? And this is what it says. Del Bigtree, God bless him, and Dr. Naomi Wolf discuss how vaccine passports represent stage 10 on the path to the end of America as we know it. That is exactly what I am talking about, friends. Our forefathers did not take heed to the voice of the enemy. As a matter of fact, Scripture's pretty clear. When Jesus said in John 10, the sheep know my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Well, if anybody wants to challenge anything I'm saying, by the way, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Jesus said, the sheep know my voice. Now, can you see where the sheep were succumbing? And if they were they reproved? Were they corrected? Were they instructed in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16, instantaneously? Yes, they were. To think which way? The Lord's way, not man's way. Because man's way brings a curse, and God's way brings a blessing. And furthermore, when you look at 1 John 5:4, doesn't it tell us, what is it that overcomes the world? The Bible says, even our faith. Who gives us this faith? Hebrews 12:2. Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. He doesn't give us faith to succumb to the wicked one. As a matter of fact, he even told us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We are to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. But that's not what conservatives and Christians of the day, man. I'll tell you what, they will parrot everything that comes down from those that are propagandizing them 24/7. And that is their message. Doom and gloom, doom and gloom, doom and gloom. Okay? Now, I got to go back to this. Those are my thoughts on what I just received, just to prove the point once again. Americans, what do I hear more than anything? What do we do? Oh, friends, just wait. Just wait. Because that's all we've been doing, is proving the God of Israel, and I cannot find where he has failed us one time. Call me a fool for Christ. That's what the Bible says I am. I'm that guy. The Bible says that God chose the weak things of the world to confound the wise. I'm that guy. The Bible says that God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I'll be that guy. Why? Because the Lord will use that guy, because that no flesh should glory in his presence. This isn't about me. This is about the glory that belongs to the Christ. And to be quite frank with you, I'm tired. Lord, and you know it to be true. It's in me. You're in me. The Holy Ghost is in me. And it bothers me to no end how people will sit and dance around the cross all day talking about how much they love Jesus, and then when it's time to bear the cross for themselves, which brings real faith, which is real faith, they're the first ones to dine and dash. They're the first ones to capitulate. They're the first ones to make excuses. That is a lack of Christianity, friends, and I'm here to tell you. By testimony. God is tried and true here, friends. Rest assured. But what are we supposed to do? You know, I was just highlighting the fact right during the last segment there. Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. I'm talking about the New Testament. I'm not talking about the Old Testament, which brings me to the point of why have you been desensitized to suffer the abuses that you have suffered? Is it ignorance or is it cowardice? Well, if you look at Revelations 21, verse 8, the cowardice, the fearful, are the first ones to be judged and thrown into hell, exactly where they belong. Exactly where they belong. Well, 11:32 tells us, and what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon. I already highlighted that, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David. And I'm thinking about David right now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen. Notice with every single one of them, through many trials and tribulations did they enter into the kingdom of God. Through many trials and tribulations and persecutions and scoffings and mockings, enduring liars, because all have not faith, the Bible says. They can call themselves Christians all day long, but I'll tell you, the first ones to prosecute or to persecute a guy like me is professors. Why? Because I'm doing what they left off. They hate it. They hate guys like me. Just like Joshua in Numbers 14 and Caleb. when the Lord told them through Moses, go get the good land, go get the good fruit from the land and show them that it can be done and bring some good fruit back. What did they do? They did exactly what they were told to do. A simple faith. They didn't have to have a conference. They just did what they were told and they did it. And they brought the fruit back. And what does the Bible tell us? The children of Israel picked up stones and they bade to stone them. They wanted to kill them. Because they came back showing the rest of the children of Israel, which is, many said there was 2 to 3 million of them. They came back and showed them it could be done. They all wanted to kill them because they didn't want to hear the good report. Oh, it's the same thing today. Nobody wants to hear the good report. When you show people what you can do, it's like it wrecks what they've stood in concerning their message of gloom and doom. It's almost like they're mad at you because you show them that it can be done. You're threatened. They are threatened by you. Especially professors, man. When we first got into high schools, and I'll get to that in just a moment. After doing 364 high schools, I thought, without understanding as a baby Christian 23 years ago, that it was going to be the church that was going to help me. They were the first ones to parrot the message coming from the ACLU. Now, there's lines between church and state. Nowhere in any founding document, just the exact opposite. An erected wall barring the government from doing what it's doing today was the message Thomas Jefferson gave. What did they say? No, the ACLU, you know, they said there's lines between church and state. That's where they got it from. Not knowing that Roger Baldwin from the ACLU said that, in fact, the end of the ACLU is communism. In other words, they're a subversive organization to America. Are they your oppressors, America? Yep. And guess who's reinforcing your oppressor's message? The professed Christians in the church. Again, which is a lack of Christianity. But let me finish this, because in verse 33 it says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, right? Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, the enemies, right? The women received their dead raised to life again. Folks, now if you question anything that Scripture tells us, don't call yourself a believer, because you are a part of the problem. I believe everything the Word says. Everything. Stand on it. This is how you repent. You stand in the Bible and say, Lord, everything I am is a lie. I need you to regenerate me. I need you to regenerate me and renew me by the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. I need you to empower me. You're right. This is how simple it is. You're right. I'm wrong. That's repentance. And I'm sorry for everything I did to put your son on the cross. Acts 20, verse 21. Okay, I mean, it's just that. But folks, when I read the Word of God, it's victory after victory after victory. You do know that in Wisconsin, friends, just a couple days ago, the people that were willing to stand up and fight, they won another one. People don't want to hear this. I don't know why, but Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down statewide unconstitutional edicts coming from the emperor who's been stripped naked once again. Here's another one in the United States of America. But yet, what are people doing? They're not listening to the law. They're listening to the emperor that they say they despise. Nope, you fight that enemy or that monster long enough, it's been said you become him. Well, it shows you what you're feeding on, too. So we got hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.